Today I'll be speaking on the topic of enter his rest, and the passage is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 10, verses 11 through 13.
今天的主题是进入他的安息，是希伯来书第四章。
And I'll have Brother Charles to go ahead and read that passage for us.
希伯来书第四章第十节， 因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。 所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被照的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原然万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and preaching of his word.
求主赐福给那些读他话语并且传讲他话语的人。
Well, as you know, I'm going to be taking a break that is a sabbatical this week.
大家知道从这个礼拜开始，潘牧师就要开始放长假，一个安息期。
And maybe at a glance you might think that this sermon title is for me, right?
大家看到这个主题可能觉得说，这个应该是潘牧师的有相关的主题吧。
easy now, it's for everybody who believes.
这个是对于所有人都有相关的。
This morning, let me ask you, are we more tired than refreshed on a daily basis?
我们想问大家问题，我们每天是充满疲惫的，还是充满活力的呢？
Most of us may say that we're more tired than refreshed on a daily basis.
我想大部分人会觉得说，在每天是感觉到比较疲惫，而不是充满活力的。
And maybe it's because of work, maybe it's because of taking care of somebody or even doing our normal routines.
有些时候是要做一些事情或是日常的事情。
Every day we have to stretch, don't we?
每天感觉时间都左支右绌，是吗？
Every day, whatever activities that we can get involved in, we get tired.
每天我们做不管不同的事情，我们常常会觉得很疲惫。
Even when you eat a big lunch, some of us get tired right after a big lunch, right?
我们有时候中午午餐吃很饱的时候，我们不是也是感觉会很疲惫啊？
So don't eat a big lunch this afternoon, okay?
所以中午不要吃太饱。
When it comes to the Christian life, sometimes we feel sluggish, and sometimes we experience a certain dullness, or even sometimes we have to even drag ourselves to get to church on Sundays.
我们在讲到基督徒的生活的时候，我们有些时候是持之不前，有些时候是平淡无奇。 甚至有些时候星期天还要强迫自己来到教会，不是吗？
One main reason is that we live in a sin-stained world.
我们是住在这个被罪所污染的世界。
And by the day's end or the week's end, our souls are weary.
每天每天每周每周，我们的灵已经疲倦了。
Another reason is that we have our shares of struggles, don't we?
另外原因，我们自己也有许多挣扎，不是吗？
In Romans chapter 7, it talks about our struggle against sin, and sometimes that conflict or that battle, it gets us weary.
罗马书第七章讲到我们与我们的罪相争，这个相争的结果就是让我们觉得很疲惫，不是吗？
In the book of Hebrews, you become all familiar with the exhortation for all believers to be awakened.
在这个希伯来书里面，作者要我们从属灵的倦怠中醒过来，劝告和劝诫。
And what I mean by this is to be awakened from their spiritual dullness, to be awakened from their sluggishness, to be awakened from their tiredness.
是从我们的持之不前和平淡无奇中醒过来。
Some of the believers in that is chronicled here had reverted back to old practices.
在这个地方，有些信徒会回到他们老我的样子。
But the exhortation here is that believers are to lock into the Lord. In other words, to fix their eyes upon Jesus.
在这边的劝告是说，信徒应该要紧紧的和主相连，并且定睛在基督上。
Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith, and thus we need to focus and we need to follow Christ.
基督是我们信心创始成终的主，所以我们要定睛在他身上。
And our given passage exhorts the believers back then and exhorts us as a church now, and it begins with the word let us.
希伯来书这个地方，他告诫过去和现在的信徒，他一开始是说让我们。
And it said, let us be diligent to enter his rest.
竭力进入安息。
And it's not without warning so that no one falls by the same sort of disobedience.
免得有人学那不信从的样子。
And so, it presents an interesting challenge for us.
所以这边提出一个很有趣的挑战。
For the believers, there is an eternal rest that awaits us, right?
对信徒来讲有一个永恒的安息等待着我们。
And at the same time, there, as the eternal rest awaits us, we need to be diligent to make the most of our time here.
同时我们在今生也必须要善用我们的时间。
And the idea is that we may not fall by the same sort of disobedience.
所以我们不会跟从那不信从的样子。
And so, in our text, prior to giving our text in chapter 4, because the first part of chapter 4 is all about eternal rest.
在第四章前半部就在讲到说这永恒的安息。
And eternal rest still stands, it is still available for those who believe.
那永恒的安息是为所有相信他的人准备的。
The only way that we will not receive it is if we do not believe in Christ, that we do not believe in the rest and the hope that he offers us.
如果我们不相信耶稣基督，当然就没有这份安息了。
Partly, it mentions earlier in chapter 4 about Joshua, and he was trying to, remember, he was trying to lead, the people of Israel into the perfect rest and trust in God.
第四章前面讲到约书亚，他希望带领以色列人进入神为他们预备的安息。
Even Joshua couldn't lead him, although he led him to the promised land, he didn't lead him into the perfect rest.
约书亚虽然进入他们带啊进入以色列人带进入安息地，但是他没有进入最后的安息。
And thus, we always need rest.
我们总是需要休息和安息，不是吗
？However, we can trust Jesus.
但是我们没有办法，我们必须要相信耶稣基督。
We can trust Jesus to enter into God's land of promises and the implications not only for the present time but the future time.As far as eternal rest.
我们要相信耶稣会带给我们神所应许的永恒安息，即使在今生结束之后仍然继续的。
Thus, for all who believe, all who believe in the name of Jesus, we could enter his rest eventually.
所以相信耶稣基督的，我们都能够进入他的为我们预备的安息。
And so, for verse 11 says, for us to keep our eyes as we travel the journey, keep our eyes on the fact that.There is eternal rest that waits for us. And in other words, have that in mind as we go along our journey here on earth.
在第11节开始是要叫我们目光要注意在这个天国的安息在我们走这个世上路程的时候。
The Hebrew author had in mind that even in the midst of our temporal surroundings, that be diligent in seeking, be diligent in yearning for God's kingdom rest in eternity.
希伯来说作者鼓励我们在这个即使在转瞬消逝的环境也要专注寻求并渴慕神永恒的安息。
Remember the last time I preached to you, I preached from the Gospel of Mark, and the rich young ruler did not have those same sight lines, and he sadly walked away from Jesus.
上次和大家分享的是马可福音这个少年的官没有属灵的眼光最后忧忧愁愁的离开耶稣了。
He sadly walked away of the potential eternal rest.
他忧愁地离开了他本来可以得到的永恒的安息。
So our first point here is that we need to, it says for us to strive or to be diligent to enter his rest. We must seek rest in the Lord.
所以我们必须要专注地寻求安息。第一点就是我们要寻求主内的安息。
Now even though eternal rest is here, we could still rest in Jesus even now.
即使我们永恒的安息等待了我们，但是我们在今生也是可以享受主内的安息。
The finding of rest doesn't happen accidentally. It doesn't happen haphazardly.
安息不是随随便便就可以碰上的。
The finding of rest involves a concerted focus and a concerted activity.
是在一个刻意的专注和积极的寻求才能找到的。
At a glance, it seems odd to have rest in consideration, but to be diligent in practice, right?
这听起来有点奇怪，要进入安息要努力，好像有点奇怪。
But the emphasis here is that we must think that the Christian life is not on cruise control. In other words, it's not on automatic. There's a responsibility that we have.
我们不应该认为基督徒的生命就像车子的定速功能一样被动的状态。
And so we must constantly seek rest, that is rest in Jesus, what he offers us.
我们要积极的寻求耶稣基督他提供了我们什么样的安息。
Let us be clear on what the believers can rest in Jesus with.
我们这个安息，在今生的安息是安息什么呢？
We could rest in His atonement because Christ bore our sins. He took on the wrath that was deservedly for us.
第一个安息就是耶稣基督的赎罪，因为我们脱离这个罪，所以我们能够安息。
So we can't add to it. We can't make it better. And there's nothing more to be added. The work is done.
我们无所加添，无法改善，这个功已经成了。
In the words of Jesus, He said, "It is finished."
所以耶稣说成了。
Done is the finished work of Christ.
这个是耶稣所成的功，没有办法减少，我们没办法增加的。
Another thing that we could rest in His advent, that Jesus will come. He's coming again.
我们在第二个能够安息的就是耶稣他曾经来过，他也要再来。
Remember, he came. He walked the earth, died on the cross for our sins on the third day. You know, after his death, he rose from the dead.
耶稣来到世上，在历史上，他在十字架上死掉，他在三天之后复活。
But Jesus promised, didn't he, that he will come again.
耶稣的应许就是他会再来。
On his second coming, we cannot do anything to speed it up or to slow it down.
耶稣第二次来的时间，我们没有办法加速，我们也没有办法减缓。
We can know or we can rest with the promise that Jesus is going to come again.
但是我们能够有这样确据，就是耶稣会再来。
We can rest in his ascension, that is Christ sits at the right hand of God, the Lamb upon the throne.
耶稣他升天之后，他坐在神的右手边啊，宝座上的羔羊。
We can rest in God's help for us, and that is the advocate, the Holy Spirit, who convicts us, who regenerates us, who seals us, and remains with us to guide, empower, and to fill us.
我们也可以在耶稣所赐给我们的保惠师里面安息，因为他责备使我们重生，他也赐印记保守与我们同在。
So in being diligent and entering his rest, there are some things already that we could rest in Christ Jesus with.
所以在这边说竭力进入神的安息，这个安息的部分就是耶稣他已经成的功。
And so, rest in what God offers us. Rest in His promises.
所以在神的应许里面安息。
These are things that we could rest in, that is that we don't have to do a whole lot, but we could just trust and believe in Him.
这些安息是我们没有办法完成的功，神已经替我们做了，所以我们能够在这些事情上安息。
Our sanctification, there's times that involves due diligence on our part, and part of that has to do with our trust in Him.
在我们成圣的过程中有我们的责任，当然这包括许多要相信神的事情。
The book of Hebrew characterized the Christian life as being active, intentional, deliberate in action on our part.
希伯来书这边讲到说我们要有积极并且刻意的部分。
In Hebrews, we are to preserve, we are to run the race, we are to fix our eyes upon Jesus. We are to encourage one another as the day draws near.
我们要保守，要奔跑，要注目在耶稣，并在末日来临前彼此鼓励。
Notice anytime the book of Hebrews talks, it talks in a plural sense. In other words, these are things that we should all do together.
希伯来书这边它的主词常这边的动词常是一个这边的主词常是复数的，是小对一群人所说的。
So notice it says, "Let us strive to enter His rest. Let us run the race. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience."
这边在讲到说，让我们竭力进入安息，让我们奔跑这个路途，让我们定睛在耶稣身上。
We are not running in circles.
我们不是绕着圈圈跑。
But we're running with a circle in a circle called the church.
我们是一群叫做教会的弟兄姐妹一同奔跑。
And so as we move forward in our faith and progress, to grow and mature, the mindset we should have is that we should grow together so that no one is left behind, no one falls towards disobedience.
我们在信心里面长进的时候是要带着其他人一同长进。
Where were you when your last encouragement happened to you, especially from the church body here?
大家可以回想我们上最近一次被其他弟兄姐妹鼓励是什么时候吗？
Or maybe you're here today and you probably said, "I just need a little bit of encouragement today."
或许在座的弟兄姐妹，你会感觉到我今天这个时候就需要一点鼓励。
And maybe it's been a rough week, maybe we've been kind of overwhelmed, and maybe we just need a little bit of comfort, a little bit of encouragement.
这个礼拜或许是很忙碌，或许是很焦虑，我们或许是需要一些鼓励。
Maybe for some of us, we may have asked the question, how can we encourage another brother? How can we encourage another sister in Christ?
对我们，神对我们其他的弟兄姐妹或许说我们怎么样能够鼓励其他弟兄姐妹呢？
Or maybe you've gotten to this stage, how could you encourage even the very least of us here?
我们或许有其他弟兄姐妹就是对于最小的肢体我们怎么能够怎么来鼓励他呢？
This is a part of striving before we enter his rest.
这个是我们在竭力进入神的安息的中间的功课。
Because we want to make sure no one falls in disobedience by the same sort of disobedience.
我们不希望有人在不信中跌倒。
You know, when I was in college, I struck up a friendship with a very hardworking guy. He had a young family.
我在大学的时候有一个朋友，他有一个年轻的家庭，他刚成立那个家庭，然后他是工作非常努力。
And he was at a different stage of life, obviously a different background, but we shared in the same heavenly calling, and we remained true to one another as brothers in Christ.
当然这位弟兄他在生命的不同的季节，但是我们那时候有同样对神的热切，所以我们那时候成为好朋友。
So one day he gives me a call.
有一天他打电话给我。
And I could tell that he had been crying because I could kind of feel that the tears on the other side of the line.
我可以听得出来他在哭泣，因为我感觉到他这个听到我感觉他在流泪。
And so I asked him, I said, what's going on? And he said, well, everything's fine.
我问他说有没有是怎么回事？他说：“这个没什么事情。”
But I still hear his sniffling. I still sense his tearing.
但是我还是能够听到他的鼻音也听到他的感觉他在哭泣。
And so the next thing he said to me, he said, "I just wanted to know both my wife and I love you very much."
他只是告诉他说：“我想要告诉你我和我的妻子都很爱你。”
And he goes on to say, "If you ever stumble, if you ever take a misstep in your faith, if you ever given into temptation,If you ever sin so bad that there's a huge mess, then let me tell you, my wife and I will love you even more, even pray for you even more.
他接着说，不管你在信仰中里面跌倒或失脚，不管你是陷入怎么样的试探，甚至犯了多么大的罪，我要告诉你的是，我和太太会更爱你。
After I heard that, what he said, that gave me great encouragement.
我听到之后，我受到相当大的激励。
It gave me great encouragement to continue to progress in the Christian faith because somebody had support of me.
我听到之后，我感觉到我在信仰里面又更进一步，因为我知道有人在为我而在支持我。
And even if I stumbled, even if I fell, somebody was going to pick me up. Somebody was going to love me. Somebody was going to pray for me.
即使我跌倒或失脚，这些人都会替我祷告，会爱我。
And so I felt more inspired. I felt more stronger.
我感觉到更有力量了，我感觉到更受鼓舞了。
All because of the circle of support that I received from the brother that I received from the church.
都是因为这个弟兄教会里面的弟兄们弟兄来向我这个打这个电话。
As we are diligent to enter a rest, we need to think in two ways.
我们有些时候想到鼓励的时候，要想到两个方向。
One is how can I encourage somebody else in the race called the Christian life?
第一个就是我怎么样来鼓励和我一起同奔天路的弟兄姐妹。
The other is, we also need encouragement. We also need somebody to come alongside of us. We also need somebody to encourage us to keep on going.
第二个方向就是我们自己也需要别人鼓励，在这个行走这个天路的时候。
You just can't do it just one way.
你没有办法只是一个方向而已。
If you're always interested in encouraging others,That's fine for a certain amount of time, but eventually you need some picking up.
如果说我们总是当做那个付出的人的话，我们有些时候还是需要受鼓励的。
And if you're always receiving encouragement, there's a part where now you have a responsibility as you progress forward, you also need to encourage others.
如果你总是接受鼓励的话，我们有些时候神的呼召是要我们也是同样的恩慈去带别人。
And so if we're going to be a church of encouragement, encouraging one another as the day draws near, let us think in two ways, how we can be encouraged and how we can encourage others.
所以我们在教会里份子的时候，我们就要想想我们怎么样的鼓励别人，怎么样的也受别人的鼓励。
The next verse reads, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart.
接下来是说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节和骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和意主意都能辨明。
And so this leads to our second point, is that as we are diligent to seeking the Lord, we must be seeking also to be exposed by God's Word.
第二点，我们是要追求沉浸在主话语中。
The Word reveals and exposes from the inside out.
这个显明剖开是我们从里面就展开的。
It exposes our heart, it exposes our soul.
把我们的内心和我们的魂都展开了。
There is a connection between 11 and 12. 11 ends with the phrase, one may fall by the same sort of disobedience, and chapter 12 features the penetrating word, the word of God. And this connection is disobedience if we reject God's word.
11、12节是有相连的。11节最后是学那不信的样子跌倒，而12节是在讲到神的话语的穿透性。
There's an old saying, it says, this book, that is the Bible, will keep you from sin,However, sin will keep you from this book.
有一句老话说，圣经会让你远离罪，但是罪会让你远离圣经。
The word with its, that penetrates because of its divine quality, it will have an effect on us, searching us, penetrating us, going deep within us, exposing us.
神话语的本质是能够刺穿我们，能够刺透我们。
2 Timothy 3:16 says, All scripture is inspired by God, used for teaching, rebuking, correction, and training in righteousness.
提摩太后书3章16节，圣经都是神所默示的，与教导督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
Now, out of the four, teaching, rebuking, correction, and training in righteousness, the one that we resist the most is rebuking.
教导督责，使人归正，教导人学义，这四样里面有一样能够让我们能够不断的思念不断的印象深刻就是督责。
We're fine when it comes to the word of God instructing us, right?
我们在听教导的时候我们也就是不会有太多的反应不是吗
?We're also at ease when the word of God trains us to continue on the path, right?
我们知道说神的话语能够让我们能够归正或是学义都觉得说这个是可以的是吗
We're also at peace, even when the Word of God tells us how to correct ourselves, right?
教导人学义也是让我们能够觉得说这个我们可以接受的，不是吗？
But when the Word of God rebukes us, it makes us uneasy, doesn't it?
但是神的话语督责我们的时候，责备我们的时候，我们会觉得不安，不是吗？
We don't like to be rebuked.
我们不喜欢被责备。
But it says here in the Word, it exposes us, it rebukes us.
但是这边在讲到说他是责备我们他是让我们能够敞开。
And so, sometimes when we read the word, when we study the word, sometimes the word is going to rebuke you.
有些时候我们读神的话语的时候神的话语会责备我们。
In other words, it's going to expose you. It's going to expose maybe some things that you have regretted in your lives.
他会敞开我们生命中的事情有些事情是我们后悔的事情。
It may rebuke you of sin that you're holding on in your life.
有些时候是我们不愿意舍弃的罪的问题。
And so that's why you need the word. You need the word to expose those things. Because normally you would not think of it. But then when the word speaks to you, the word shows you, it hits you in the heart.
这就是为什么要读神的话语。因为我们当读到神的话语神的话语责备我们的时候我们就这些罪隐藏隐而未现的罪就敞开了。
And here's why. The Word of God is living. It's actively involved.
神的话语是活泼它有功效的。
It is a living oracle from the Lord God.
这是一个神所默示的。
And this dynamic of God's Word, understands this. It's more than just promises, more than just commands, but it is the personal Word of God Himself.
圣经跟我们互动不只是因为它是神的应许这也表示是神他自己的话。
God speaks His view. God speaks His perspectives upon us.
神把他自己的真理和观点告诉我们。
And so the Word is active. In other words, when it comes to His promises, we need to lean upon His promises.
所以神的话语是活泼的，所以我们听到神的这个应许的时候，我们必须要依靠他这个应许。
When it comes to His perspectives, we need to trust in what God's Word says.
当神讲了他的观点的时候，我们必须要相信神所说的是 对的。
And we need to understand that the Word of God will have its effect upon us.
我们要相信神他的话语是对我们有功效的。
In Isaiah chapter 54, it tells about, it likens the word to like rain and snow.
在以赛亚书54章讲到说神的话语像雪和雨一样。
And in Isaiah 54, it's like rain and snow comes down to the mountains and comes down to the valleys, right?
就像这个啊雪下在这个山谷里面。
Now, as you know, that when rain happens, and by the way, it might happen even tomorrow, that when it happens, it immediately waters the grass, immediately waters the plants, right?
这下雨的时候不就马上让草湿润了，不是吗？
And when it snows, it takes a little bit longer because the snow has to melt before it trickles down.
但是下雪的时候会花久一点时间让这个雪融掉。
And so the word of God is likened to rain and snow that comes down.
就像神的话语一样。
Sometimes it's going to make sense right away. And sometimes it's going to take maybe months or maybe years before that word refreshes us.
有些时候马上会有功效，有些时候要需要一段时间我们才能够领会神的意义。
But the word is going to accomplish God's desires.
但是神的话语会成就神的旨意。
Spurgeon, perhaps one of the greatest preachers, submitted and repented before the Lord God by one verse that was shared or preached in the book of Isaiah.
斯布真是一个很伟大的布道家，他被这个以赛亚书里面一节的经节所鼓励。
Martin Luther, a great leader, before leading the Reformation, went through his own Reformation. And how? By being convicted through the Holy Spirit from one verse from the Bible.
马丁路德他在带领宗教改革之前，他经历了自己的改革。他透过圣灵，因着圣经的一句话而受责备。
Stories is told by another preacher was about a man named Thorpe.
有一个故事是有一个一个人叫做索普。
He was a member of the infidel club called the Hell's Fire Club.
他是一个叫做一个组织叫做地狱之火，这个是异教组织，他的成员。
And among their amusement, for the fun of it, they love to hold imitations of those being involved in religious service. In other words, they like to mock preachers. They like to mock ministers.
这个异教组织他们聚在一起，很多时候是来模仿并嘲笑一些有名牧者他们的行为，他们讲道的方式作为消遣。
In other words, they would of how the preacher looked, or they would make fun of his hand gestures, they would make fun of what he said.
很多时候他会嘲笑这个很多有名的牧师，他们讲话的风格，他们的手势，他们的讲话的习惯等等。
So one day this man named Thorpe, he heard that there was a legendary preacher that was coming, and the legendary preacher was called George Whitefield, and he was preaching close by.
所以这个索普这个人呢，他有一天听到这个怀特菲德这个很有名的牧者，他要来讲道，来布道。
So Thorpe decided to go and hear that preacher preach, and he wanted to take careful notes to understand, you know, to recast the message in its tone, its mannerism, everything.
所以这个索普他就跑去听，他希望能够学到他的只字片语、一些信息语调，他能够在他朋友面前模仿他。
And his intention was to poke fun at the minister in front of his friends.
他意图当然是要嘲笑这个布道家。
So after he heard the preaching, he meets up with his friends later in the evening.
所以他听完以后呢，他就跟他的朋友聚在一起。
Now Thorpe actually bought a Bible and was going to use the Bible as far as his prop to mimic this preacher.
索普那时候甚至带一本圣经，他为了目的是要拿来当道具来模仿嘲笑这个牧师。
So as he begins his presentation, he looks up a passage that the preacher was preaching in the Gospel of Luke chapter 13:3. It says, "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish."
他要学习这个怀特菲德这个布道家讲的时候，他翻开路加福音13:3，这边讲到说，我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
So in the midst of his humorous mockery, he keeps on reflecting on that verse he just read. No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you all likewise will perish.
在模仿的过程中，他不断的思考这句话，我告诉你们，不是的， 你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
So in the midst of this mockery of what he was doing, that verse kept on speaking over and over and resonated within his soul.
这句话他不断地在他的灵魂里面回响。
And all of a sudden, he was carried away by the force of the truth beyond his original intentions.
最后他就被这个力量所击倒了。
One verse, one spirit, and one way through Christ only, Thorpe repented.
一节经文，一个圣灵，一个唯有透过基督的方式让索普认罪悔改。
Thorpe would quit the club.
他离开这个社团。
And eventually he became a minister of preaching the gospel and preaching Christ.
他最后成为一个福音的传道人，传讲基督。
His life was changed by one verse, by God's word.
他的生命因着一节经节而改变了，翻转了。
God's word exposed him and his need to repent before God.
神的话语揭开了他的内心，他知道他自己要在神面前悔改。
God's word might expose you right now in terms of your need for God and your need to follow Him.
神的话语或许现在在揭开你的内心，让你知道说你需要他。
Notice how the word it penetrates with great sharpness.
我们这边讲到的是一个很尖锐的刺透。
With precision, like a surgical procedure, cutting to the core, it probes the innermost depths of our soul.
就像一个手术的过程一样，它切到最重要的核心。
It pierces our hearts.
它刺穿我们的内心。
Usually we focus on what cheers our hearts rather than what might pierce the heart.
很多时候我们会专注在让我们内心喜悦的事情，但是这边讲到是切到刺穿我们的心的事情。
You know, if we really read this book, if we really read this Bible, we should have a box of tissue next to us.
如果我们真正的认真的查神的话语的时候，我们必须要旁边放一盒面纸。
Because the word may reveal some things that maybe we have to deal with, and it's going to bring us to tears.
因为神的话语会让我们能够看到我们隐而未现的罪，让我们泪流满面。
Have you allowed the word of God to expose areas in your life?
我们有没有允许让神的话语让我们揭开我们生命中的任何一个部分呢？
The word is living, it's active, it's sharp, it's convicting, and it's also discerning.
神的话语是活泼有功效，它是能够帮助我们辨明并且督责的。
In verse 12 it says that it's able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of our hearts.
十二节讲到说心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
In other words, the word helps us to think better, think clearer, and think fairer, because what the word of God it does in judging us.
神的话语帮助我们想得更好、更清晰、更美好。神的话语帮助我们判断。
In other words, it helps us to analyze. It helps us to shift things out. Helps us approve, or disapprove even things that we do. In other words, it exposes us.
神的话语帮助我们分析，帮助我们筛掉不应当的想法。有些时候是认可或是不认可我们所想所做的。
Here's a case in point. Maybe we have been conflicted over a concern, or maybe there is something unsettling in your life.
或许我们因着一个忧虑或是冲突而感到心烦。
And maybe you try to think it out and even seek counsel.
我们有些时候是想不透，甚至我们咨询别人的意见。
Now, if you seek good counsel, usually it points to Christ. It points to the Word.
如果我们问一个好的意见的话，最后会指向基督，指向他的话。
And what the Word can do, it could help confirm things to you, affirm or even clarify things for you.
这个意见会让我们能够肯定或让我们生命中的事情变得很清晰。
Eventually you'll come to this point, whether you're going to obey God's word or not.
最后总是会有一个决定，就是到底要不要遵行主的话语。
The word speaks deeper, it penetrates deeper, convicts and guides and sanctifies us as well as empowers us as we follow in obedience.
当我们愿意顺服的时候，神就更深的对我们说，更深的穿刺，更深的责备引导。并让我们圣洁。
Let me ask you this: When the Word of God exposes you, will you follow the Word?
当神的话语向我们展开的时候，我们愿不愿意来跟随他的话语
？When Jesus reveals Himself to you through His Word, will you follow in the ways of Jesus?
基督透过他的话语向我们展现的时候，我们愿不愿意来跟随他
？Verse 12 and 13, there's a connection between it because of the exposure. The Word of God will expose us.And we are exposed to God. In other words, we must give an account.
十二十三节也是相关的。神他的话语刺透我们，我们也必须要向神交账。
Scripture says that no creature is hidden from His sight, We are all naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account.
并且在被造的面前没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在与那与我们有关系的主面前都是赤裸敞开的。
And here's our third point, that we must be aware of our accountability before God.
这个是第三点，我们明了我们要向主交账。
God, we must be aware that we are accountable, that we must have to answer before God.
我们知道我们要向神来回应，要来交账。
God knows. God looks down. God, everything is exposed to us. Nothing is hidden from His sight.
神晓得，没有一件事情在他眼前是不显然的。
You can run, but you can't hide from God.
你可以跑，但是你躲不了。
He sees both in darkness, he sees in light.
神在暗处中，在明处都看到。
There's nothing that you can't hide nothing from him.
我们没有办法在神面前隐瞒什么。
But if you do have something to hide from him, it is especially frightening.
特别是我们有什么想要隐藏、不想让神看见的时候，这就是很可怕的事情。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if God sees this, you're going to have to give an account for it.
因为神看到的时候，我们就要交账，要解释。
Whether you're cognizant or not, indifferent or not, when it's all been said, when it's all been done, God's going to ask you, Did you go my way, child? Did you know my son?
不管我们知不知道，我们或是我们关不关心，当审判来临的时候。神会问我们说：“你有没有走我的路？你有没有听从我儿子的话？”
And so let me ask you ahead of time: Are you following God's truth? Are you following Christ?
问大家一句话：我们有没有跟随神的真理？我们有没有跟随基督
？No creature, no living person is hidden from His sight.
被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。
A couple of things. One, God sees us completely. He sees everything we do. He knows what's on our mind. He knows our words even before we're going to say it. There's nothing that's hidden from Him.
神看到的鉴察万事，明处暗处，好的事坏的事，神都鉴察。
God sees us as far as He constantly to every breath that we have.
神我们每呼每甚至我们的气息，神都晓得。
It should be comforting that the eyes of the Lord are upon His righteous, are over the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against to those who do evil.
因为神的眼看顾义人，神的耳听他们的祈祷，唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。
So God is with us. God is listening to our prayers. God has our support. He has our back. But sometimes there's a stop.Especially if we do evil.
神他听我们的祷告，但是他当我们行恶的时候，神就转眼不看我们。
But nevertheless, God sees us compassionately.
但是神他还是充满怜悯的来知道。
His eyes are upon the ways of man, and He sees all doings of him.
神的眼目遍察全地。
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, and beholding both the evil and good.
神看义人和恶人都鉴察清楚。
So what difference should it make in our lives?
因为知道这个真理，我们对我们生命有什么不同呢？
If we know that God could clearly see the good, God could clearly see evil.
如果我们知道神，他可以看到恶，也可以看到善。
And if we know that there's nothing hidden in sight, there's a part where we know that we're accountable for Him. We want to make the most of our time to live in honor for His glory.
知道这个真理，我们要知道说，我们必须要善用我们的生命来荣耀他。
Even when we get tired，
即使我们是疲惫的时候。
Do you ever notice that sometimes when we're very tired, we're really prone to sinning？
当我们很疲惫的时候，很多时候我们就容易犯罪。
Maybe we come home after a day's work, or we come home with a day's of activities.And then we come home and we just kind of think we're taking it easy, but sometimes we're more prone to do things out of the flesh rather than the spirit.
当我们一天疲惫的回到家之后，我们很多时候就用肉体来行事，而不是顺从圣灵来行事。
Let me give you an example.
给你一个例子。
I'm here at church working all day and everything like that. Then I come home.
我在教会里面工作一整天，然后回到家的时候呢？
And one of my kids is sitting there.
我的一个孩子坐在那边。
With a remote control, right?
拿着一个遥控器。
And I see that not only the kid has the remote control, but I see dirty dishes.
我们看到这个脏的盘子，也看到这个孩子坐在这边看电视。
So the way he's sitting, you know, my child is sitting, I know he's been there for a while.
依照他坐的这个样子呢，我知道他是坐在那么一段时间的。
And the way the dirty dishes have been piled up, I know it's been sitting for a while.
我看那个碟子，这个盘碗脏碗盘叠起来的样子，也是一段时间的。
So I worked all day, and I'm like, why not do the dishes? How come you didn't do the dishes?
我一回家就会指责他说，你为什么不洗碗呢？
And so immediately I get angry at my child.
马上我就对我的孩子发怒了。
You see how easy it is to act in the flesh?
如果用我们肉体来做决定的话，是很容易来做，很容易很冲动的。
Now, right, my son, my child needed correction, but I could have done it a little bit better as far as asking him to do the dishes.
的确，我的孩子需要来管教，但是我可以用一个比较温和的方式来劝解他。
Each day we're going to get tired.
每天我们都会疲惫。
And we're going to need rest.
我们需要安息。
And we need to rest in the Lord as far as to give us strength to rejuvenate us to continue to accomplish His work for our lives.
但是我们的安息必须要在主里面，让他来滋润我们，让他来赐力量给我们。
While here on earth, God has given us time. He's given us opportunities to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him, and to also witness for Him.
当我们在世上的时候，我们来学习他，我们来侍奉他，我们来见证他。
We don't know how much time we are given, but before we enter His rest, that is in heaven, let us be diligent to live a life that's honoring to Him.
我们没有人知道我们在世上会有多久的时间，但是我们在世的时间，我们要来好好的荣耀他。
One is to make the most of our time to encourage one another in our faith.
其中一个就是我们来彼此鼓励。
Another is to allow the word to speak deeply into our souls.
另外就是我们要在神的话语里面。
And another way is also to seek the Lord as far as how you can make the most of your opportunity.
第三个就是我们要寻求主，要怎么样来善用我们的机会。
Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of this message, I'm going to be taking a rest or a break from the ministry.
就像我一开始所说的我接下来就要来这个有一个比较长的假期。
And I know full well I better not be sitting around with a remote control, right, with dirty dishes.
我知道我必须要我不能就坐在那边看电视，然后一大堆脏碗盘在那边。
Already in my mind, there's some things I need to do to clean up the house, both on the inside as well as the outside.
我知道我在家里有一些需要来整理的事情。
So I'll be diligent as far as what I could do to make the most of my time.
我要来在我需要做事情上要勤劳。
I'm also taking the opportunity to talk with other brothers and sisters in Christ.
除此之外，我也希望利用接下来这个时间来向跟弟兄姐妹们更多的沟通。
For two reasons. One, because I need encouragement, and two, that some of these brothers and sisters also need some encouragement.
第一个是我需要受鼓励，第二个是这些弟兄姐妹也需要被鼓励。
I want to make the most of my time before I enter the heavenly rest.
我希望在好好善用我的余生，在我进到永恒的安息之前。
What are you going to do this week before you enter God's heavenly rest?
在我们今生，我们怎么样来善用我们的时间呢？
What are you going to do with your life before you enter His heavenly rest?
我们在进入神永恒的安息前，我们要怎么做呢？
God has given you time. God has given you days. God has given you opportunities. Make the most of it to honor Him. The way you live and the life you live and the way you love and through your lips to honor Him.
神给我们时间，神给我们资源，我们要好好的善用在这个余下的时间里面。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you, Father, for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you, Father, for the promise of the eternal rest.
我们感谢你永恒的安息的应许。
And even though that promise gives us great comfort, Father, we also know that your word also exhorts us to continue to strive to enter that rest.
虽然这个应许让我们能够很安心，但是我们也希望能够运用我们余生的日子来做主工。
That we would be mindful of not only the lives we live, but how we could impact others and how others may impact us.
不只是我们专注我们自己，我们也希望能够影响别人。
And so, Father, help us to have that twofold thought, how we can encourage and how also we may be encouraged.
主，我们求你真的是帮助我们来鼓励别人，也人真的是我们来接受别人的鼓励。
Help us to realize that we know that we are needy.
主，我们知道说我们必须要依赖别人。
Because if your word really speaks deep in our souls, there's parts where it's going to make us uncomfortable.
如果主，我们真正的解开你的经文的时候，有些话语是我们很难接受的。
There are times where your word may rebuke us, Father, in terms of our sins, in terms of our encumbrances.
很多时候我们受到你的话语所责备。
And so, Father, help us to be humble, that we may repent, and that we may once again to walk in your ways.
求主让我们谦卑，在你面前认罪悔改，走你
Father,
要我们当走的道路。
Father, when it's all been said and all been done, we know that we have to give an account before you.
在这个生命末了的时候，我们知道说我们必须要交账。
And knowing that, may it inspires us, Father, to make the most of our time.
这更能够让我们能够激发我们在善用今生的时间。
To make the most of our family relations.
在我们家庭的关系里面。
Father, help us to cherish our brothers and sisters.
求主珍惜我们，让我们珍惜我们的弟兄姐妹。
And to live to your glory.
为你的荣耀而活。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.